Hello everyone, welcome to Developer's Guide to Microsoft Graph. My name is Aicha Bush and I'm a cloud advocate at Microsoft. Today, my colleague Dan is joining me for this presentation. Hi Dan, how are you doing?
Hey Aicha, I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here with you and welcome everyone. The goal of this presentation Aicha and I are going to do with you today is to really address the what, the why, and the how of Microsoft Graph. So what we're going to do to answer those questions is start off with the what. And Aicha and I are going to put on our best acting hats. We are not professional actors, as you will shortly see, but it'll be a great opportunity to talk through a scenario and help you better understand where you would use Microsoft Graph. So with that, Aicha is going to play the role of a developer consultant. She's going to jump on a call with me. I'm going to be a manager over a dev team, and we're interested in what Microsoft Graph can do. So let's kick off our call. So Aicha, thanks so much for joining me. We are really interested in hearing more about what you have to tell us about Microsoft Graph.
Awesome. Thanks for inviting me in this meeting, Dan. How are you doing? Long time no see.
We're doing great.
Yeah, so Dan, tell me, how can I help you with Graph?
Well, probably in a lot of ways, we kind of have a mess. We're realizing that we just have all this data all over the place and we're not really leveraging it at all in our apps, but we want to be.
I know, right? Every day we join the meetings, read emails, chat with our colleagues on Teams, and all these actions are actually creating data in Microsoft 365 Cloud. As you know, with Microsoft Graph, we can access to this data.
Yeah, and that's, I read up on it a little bit and it sounds like we're kind of heading down the right direction, but yeah, tell me a little bit more about, you know, I think Graph and I think GraphDB or GraphQL or something like that, but tell me a little bit more about what it does specifically.
Yeah, so actually that's a great thing that you mentioned. Graph, Microsoft Graph is not related with GraphDB or GraphQL. Microsoft Graph is a unified API to access Microsoft 365 data and intelligence. So you can consume Microsoft Graph in your apps to reach out hundreds of data sets in Microsoft 365 Cloud. Basically, you can call Microsoft Graph APIs to gather calendar events, Teams chats, planner tasks in your own applications.
Oh, that sounds excellent. I mean, that's right along the lines of what we needed, I think. So when it comes to why then, yeah, I don't know. Do you want to hear a little more info on that, I guess?
Yeah, so tell me more specifics about what you're looking for, and I'm happy to help you any way I can.
Okay, so we are building the world's millionth sales application because, you know, there's not enough sales apps out there already. In doing this, though, we're realizing as our sales team, and we also have a support team involved, as they work with the customer, we need them to get some information from people within the organization that have certain skills. A lot of times they need people to jump on calls. We also have them working with tons of files, contracts, everything that our company does. It's just a lot of files. And although they go to office.com and things like that to find them, we think there's probably a better way. We mentioned email and chat already a little bit. And then we go to tons of meetings, or they do, with our customers and have a lot of notes. And kind of what's happening is they'll forget about something that was said previously. So that's the type of thing we want to bring into the app. Is that something we can be helped with Microsoft Graph there?
Exactly. Excellent scenario. Of course, all these you're looking for can be accessed using Graph. If you want, I can quickly walk you through how does this work in the technical side.
That'd actually be great.
Awesome. So let's think of Microsoft Graph as a REST API to access data in Microsoft 365. Let's say you would like to build an app that shows users calendar events because it was in your list. You would like to reach out as a data. So I picked that. To do that, you need users' consent because you're trying to reach out users' private data, right? I'm sure in some of the applications you're using in your company, you may already use authentication and authorization process.
We do. We already use Azure Active Directory, actually. So that works out well.
That's awesome. So that's what I'm going to talk about right now. To make this process secure, you can leverage Microsoft Identity Platform, which provides you modern authentication solutions such as Azure Active Directory, and you're already using that. So that you can build apps for your users, they can sign into your app, and they will be authorized to access their own data using Microsoft Graph APIs. That is all. Basically, your users will need to log into your app, and then they will be able to see their own calendar events. And you can build this authentication system in your app using Microsoft Identity Platform.
Excellent. Okay. One of the problems, though, is we're kind of worried about, does my development team have to learn this API and this API and this API? Or is, you did mention earlier that it's kind of a unified API. So if we want to get to all this data, you know, how's that going to work there?
That's a great question. That's where Graph's power shines. Due to single secured endpoint, you will only need to learn one single endpoint, which is graph.microsoft.com, and you will be able to get all different data sets from Microsoft 365 with one single secured endpoint.
Perfect. Okay. Well, that's really what we need, because, you know, maintaining our apps over time is always a challenge. So the simpler we can keep it, you know, the better. Well, that all looks great. So I think we've kind of addressed what it is and why we might want to use it. It sounds like we can tap into all this data and bring it into our apps. So how can we get started then?
Yep. So five quick steps I can share with you. The first one, check out the official documentation of Microsoft Graph. You will find a lot of useful information there. Second of all, there's a great tool called Microsoft Graph Explorer. You can practice Microsoft Graph APIs there and learn more how you can consume those APIs. The third step is just for you to choose right tools and platforms. Microsoft Graph provides huge selection of SDKs and platform supports, so you just need to choose the right one for your own scenario. Fourth step is to configure Azure Active Directory. As we mentioned in the previous step, we need authentication and authorization, which Azure Active Directory provides us. And the last part is just to consume Graph in your own app.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we're looking at, we kind of have a .NET backend, and then we use TypeScript and JavaScript and some other stuff on the front end. So it sounds like as long as we pick the right tools, we could definitely make that work.
Exactly. So if you want, let's just jump into Graph Explorer and discover a little bit together.
That'd be perfect. Okay. So first off, what is Graph Explorer? Is that on the web? Is it free? How do we get to it?
Yeah. So Graph Explorer is a public free tool. Everyone can reach out to Graph Explorer and start practicing Microsoft Graph APIs directly there. If you go to aka.ms/g-explorer, you will be directed to Graph Explorer tool.
Okay, so I'm at that URL and there's quite a bit here. So walk me through what we need to do to get started.
Yeah, so Graph Explorer is actually really easy to use. On the left side, you will see sample queries. And if you click any of those, you will actually run the query automatically.
Okay.
And you will see the response preview.
Excellent. I see my profile. Yeah.
As you see, this data is a sample data. So if you want to play around with your own data, you can sign into Graph Explorer on the left top. You will see the authentication.
Okay, great. Yeah, I know we have a developer tenant. So let me just go ahead and sign in because we didn't prepare for this at all. I'm in.
Awesome. Since you mentioned it then, if any of our developers need developer account, on the top you can see developer program. They can join there and they can get the free developer tenant.
Excellent. Okay. Well, what else can we do? I clicked on my profile and I saw some of that JSON data that comes back, and we're used to working with that, but show me some other things you recommend we look at.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and click My Photo. This will bring your photo.
Okay, or someone like me. Okay.
As you see, when we click on My Photo, our query has changed automatically, so it is now me photo, and it will bring the photo value.
Gotcha. Nice. Okay, so basically once we learn those APIs, we can start to use them directly, it looks like.
Exactly. Yes, so you can click on my mail.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And this will bring your mails, yes. You can just check out your items in your drive if you have any files.
Yeah, it looks like we don't have any, but this is the developer tenant. Okay, nice. Now, you know, earlier we talked about how mail was a big one, chat, things like that, but also meetings are really important to be able to pull into this app. So I don't see that on the left here, but is that available?
In the sample queries, you see the search box. You can type calendar or events.
Okay.
And you can click events in my calendar.
Okay, yep, I see that. And okay, yeah, see a bunch of data here. Now, I noticed in the top, there's what kind of looks like an OData type thing, and I've done some OData, dollar select, and then some specific properties.
Awesome, yes, exactly. So we can definitely customize the data with OData. You can change which data you'd like to have. We can use filtering. We can also order the data if you would like to. So if you just delete the select part, for example, you can try to add filter.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And I see it actually helps you out. And okay, so dollar filter equals, what do you want to filter by?
Maybe start date time.
Okay. I see that down here. I'll go ahead and grab a sample piece of data. So we'll say, now is it start dot date time or how do we get to sub properties?
Start slash date time.
Okay, great. And now what? I have my date in my clipboard, but what are we looking for here?
Now you can add GE, which means greater and equal.
Okay.
And then just paste the date you grab in the code.
I got it. All right, nice. Now, is this all ordered or do I need to sort it as well?
No, this just brings you the data, but if you want to order it, let's say from start date time, you can also put end at the end of your query, and then you can add order by.
Nice. And then we can do that start slash date time property if that's what we want.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Well, this is great, but so do my devs need to work directly with these URLs, or is there, I'm hoping there's kind of a more code way we can work with those URLs?
Yes, definitely there is. If you just quickly get back to my profile piece, which is the simple and easiest.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, so on the right side of response preview, you will see code snippets.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So in code snippets, we actually have code snippets for this query, specifically my profile, in C#, JavaScript, Java, and Objective-C. You can literally grab this code and paste it in your application.
Excellent, excellent. And I noticed a getting started as well while I was just looking around. It looks like it has a bunch of languages and frameworks there too.
Yes, so there's a huge collection of SDKs and platforms supporting Graph. You can just choose whichever is convenient for your project.
Perfect. Well, this is great. I know in an earlier call, you had mentioned you do have some demos you can run from time to time. Do you happen to have anything on Graph that you could show us that's actually in code?
Yes, exactly. I can quickly show you how we can run this code in a real project. So let's jump into the JavaScript app demo. Okay, then let's check out how the Graph APIs work in real applications.
Great.
So here is a very simple app I prepared earlier. This only has authentication, which I cover under Auth.js. And in the authentication provider, I basically get the user access token. And I call Graph client with that user access token, so I'm able to call Graph APIs. And the only thing we do here is just getting user information. As you see, we have ID and display name. If we just quickly run this app without adding anything, npm start, let's check how it looks like for now.
Okay. Well, while that's loading, I like it because it sounds like we don't have to do our own HTTP calls and all that. We can use this Graph client, it sounds like, and actually make the calls to the APIs.
That's right. So that's the beauty of Microsoft Graph. So let me just bring you my window. Now this is how it looks. It's just one button. When I click on it, this will direct me to the login page, and this will ask me a permission to read my basic profile, and I consent this, accept, and then this just asks to read user profile, and there we go.
Okay,
this
nice.
Brings me my name, welcome. Now, what I would like to do is to enable this show events button. So we will just call Microsoft Graph API for getting calendar events. So what do you think?
Yeah, no, that's perfect because that's exactly one of the things we need in the app. So yeah, if you could show me that, that'd be great.
Yeah, so it is just going to look like this. Let me just grab this and show you how it's going to look for the events. There you go. Exactly the same thing, only the scope change. It is calendars read. And now we are calling the Graph API.
Okay.
Now, as we did in the Graph Explorer, would you like to try out adding some filter, order, and so on?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me, real quick question. So walk me through that calendars.read, and then up top, there was a read as well. You consented, I saw. So that is basically, I'm asking for permission, or allowing permission, I should say, to get to that resource. Is that right?
Exactly. So we are asking user to give permission for our app to read the calendar. Once our user give the consent, then the user will see their own calendar information.
Excellent.
So as long as they accept the permission, then they will be able to see their calendar events.
Okay.
The same thing for the user profile.
Great. Thanks for answering that. So yeah, let's, if you want to show me the filtering part, that'd be really nice to see.
Yeah. So as you see, now we only have our API, which is me/events. What we're going to add right now is one piece of filter, as you did actually in the Graph Explorer. And we're just going to add start date time. You remember, this is the part you did, greater and equal, and I'm just gonna grab date. So let me just grab one random date. Let's say starting from March 1st, we will get all the events. I'm gonna paste it in here. And then let's order by as well, because this is what we tried in the Graph Explorer. And as you know, we are just going to order by start date time.
Nice. So basically, you've just converted what we saw in Graph Explorer, but this is more the SDK way to do it, it sounds like.
Exactly. Here, I'm using JavaScript SDK. If your team is using Python, .NET, or any other language, they can just use the related SDK.
That's great. So does it work?
Let's check out. I'm just gonna log in again. This time, when I click Show Events, it just has to ask me the calendar permissions, because it will bring me my calendar events. I will consent this, and there we go.
Nice.
All of our calendar events starting from March 1st.
That's excellent. Yeah, and it looks like everything's all sorted there, and that's exactly what we need, because you know, now we can allow our people to, as they work with the customer, also see all these upcoming events, which would be great. Well, that's really, really nice to see. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned an access token. And I know earlier we talked a little bit about Microsoft Identity, but can you kind of walk me through to wrap up here how that all works?
Exactly. Good question, actually. This is the point we forgot to take a look. So let's quickly check. So in our application, our user asks access token from Microsoft Identity. When the user gets access token from Azure Active Directory, then we can call Microsoft Graph using the access token. basically we are using access token as a proof of the user. So we know that that's the right user for us. And then we bring user's event. So does it make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So once when you were consenting and doing all that type of thing with authenticating, once we, you know, have all the tokens, I guess, then we're able to call Graph and obviously get the data we need.
Exactly.
Well, great. Well, Aicha, I appreciate your time on this call. So for everyone listening, we'll switch back out. And here's the five steps again that Aicha went through a little bit earlier. So you can look at the docs. We recommend the Graph Explorer for sure. And then the tools you use depend. Aicha just showed JavaScript, but obviously that could be whatever is appropriate for your setup at work. And then there is another step. We do need to configure the app in Azure Active Directory. Fortunately, we have some Learn Path information on Microsoft Learn where you can go through this process. So you can check that out. And then once you're there, you can use Microsoft Graph. So anything to add to that, Aicha?
No, that's all. You just summarized everything very well. So thanks, everyone, for watching our session.
Thanks again, everyone. And check out the other sessions coming up.